Hello, and welcome to the 129th episode of the Not Your Mama's Gamer podcast, a podcast where we talk about games and gaming from a feminist perspective. My name is Samantha Blackman, and I'm an associate professor here at Purdue University in wonderful West Lafayette, Indiana, where I talk about, read about, write about, dream about, amongst other things, video games. And I am joined tonight by two other Not Your Mama's Gamer staffers, Alex Lane and Jinx Boyne. Yay! And since Jinx, this is your first time, we'll let you go first.
Yeah. Oh, gosh.
So tell us who you are, Jinx.
Hi, my name is Jinx. I am currently an unemployed biomedical engineer. basically, me in a nutshell.
That's like the coolest sounding title. If you're going to be unemployed, an unemployed biomedical engineer is about as cool as it gets.
Is much better than an unemployed English professor.
Right. Exactly.
Just so you know that.
Okay. That's me, I guess.
Yeah,
I have a 20-pound cat named Siegmeyer. I guess that's the best thing I can say.
What kind of games do you like, Jinx?
I'm kind of JRPGs or role-playing games in general. Typically, that's where I fall under.
Nice.
The furthest away from first-person shooter that I can get, that's typically where I am.
That's pretty legit. All right. Well, my name is Alex Lane. I'm an assistant professor at Metro State University in Minnesota, which is lovely. I'm staring out at my pond and my little duckies and my geese and my turtles right now. It's pretty awesome. And I might sound weird because I had dental work done today and it hurts to open my mouth. So, let's see, what else? I'm going to pick my dad up from the airport tonight. Pretty excited about that, so we're recording a little early. I made a really good, nice, delicious, healthy meal today. Did a lot of cooking. So, yeah, everything's coming up Millhouse.
Okay, so here's a question. What'd you cook?
So it started out as buckwheat ravioli with bison filling.
Mm-hmm.
And the buckwheat, I couldn't get buckwheat flour anywhere, so I tried to make it myself just from ground up buckwheat, and it didn't work. So I ended up throwing out all the dough and just mixing that with a marinara that I made from baking. This is amazing, by the way. This is the best trick ever. You bake an eggplant and two red peppers for like 30 minutes or something, then you skin them, mm-hmm. and then you food processor them with oil, garlic, parsley, mm-hmm. and you have like a marinara sauce that's like the most tasty thing ever, but it doesn't have all the sugar and stuff that canned tomatoes has in it, all the crap from regular marinara. So I mixed that with the bison and onions and put it over some quinoa.
Ooh, that sounds good. Did you use tomatoes or just the roasted red peppers?
Nope, just the roasted red peppers.
You know, I do a similar thing because I love roasted red pepper sauces.
Mm-hmm.
So I roast the red peppers until the skin turns black, and then I put them in. The trick is roast them until the skin turns black, put them in a plastic bag, let them sweat,
Take
them out, and the skin comes right off.
Yep, that's exactly what I did. I put it in a bowl, covered it with some plastic stuff, and then waited 20 minutes, and the skin fell right off. It was perfect. The same thing with the eggplant.
Yep. So I always do red peppers, onions, garlic. Red peppers, onions, garlic. And sometimes, okay, here's another trick, butternut squash.
Oh, my God, I love butternut squash.
Yep.
It is, like, my fave.
You guys are making the freezer pizza I had for dinner sound like crap.
Uh-oh. Well, like, cooking is, like, my stress release, so in the summer, I like to cook a lot of, like, really intensive meals that take, like, 4 or 5 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Because, I don't know, it feels good for me.
Well, I'll tell you what I have for dinner, since we're talking about dinner. And
yeah, I know. What do you eat for dinner? What are you reading? What are you playing? What are you drinking?
Yeah, we're going to add that tonight. There's only three of us, so shouldn't lengthen us too much. But we had a tomato basil soup.
Mm.
I know it's like 90 degrees outside, but I really wanted tomato basil soup because I stopped by the bakery and bought a loaf of cheddar garlic bread. And I love to buy the cheddar garlic bread and make grilled cheese sandwiches out of it.
It's got chunks of,
it's got garlic cloves and big chunks of cheddar cheese in it. So to grill it with like butter, or as your old recipe, says, with good butter.
With good butter. Much different than regular butter or bad butter.
Right, bad butter, you know, because, you know, that would ruin your dish, of course. And a sharp cheddar cheese, but it always, for me, I usually do a tomato and roasted red pepper soup, but it was, like, super late, so I did a tomato basil soup instead with fresh and sun-dried tomatoes and had rice in it.
Nice.
I was going to make a cream soup. I was like, oh, look, no cream in the house. So I used evaporated milk instead.
Sure, I bet that was great.
It was really good. I enjoyed it immensely. P took like 3 bites of it and was like, I like the other tomato soup you make better.
Yeah, that happened.
I was like, really, really, thanks. Thanks for rewarding all my hard work.
And I put a pizza in the oven and undercooked it, so that was my dinner. Just going to throw that huge preparation in there.
What kind of pizza?
15 minutes. Jack's. It was on sale.
Nice.
I did make a fruit salad, though.
I like a frozen pizza on occasion, which is every occasion I can.
Right, pretty much. Well, my partner and I are moving, so we're trying to eat out like everything that we have, because it's going to be more of a hassle to try to pack it all. So,
yep, exactly.
That sounds about right. All right, so we will jump into our usual what you're playing, what you're reading, what you're drinking. And Jinx, like I said, we'll start with you today. I got today. We never like record when it's like light outside. So, Jinx, what you been playing lately?
I have been playing Diablo 3, specifically Reaper of Souls Edition. And that has been a lot of fun. My partner and I are couch co-oping it.
Mm-hmm.
So we, in the course of 2 weeks, level 70'd, which is the highest level you can get, so now we're going through Paragon levels. We are in adventure mode, so we've beaten the story mode. We beat the story mode on expert. Yes. And now we're on master level and going through adventure mode. And we found Whimsyshire, which is the like super hard secret level to get to. It's hard to get to. It's not hard to be in. It's really funny. There are dancing rainbows. It's the best thing ever. Besides that, I've been playing, on my computer, I've been playing Stardew Valley when it doesn't overheat. And then we're also doing a my poor Asus is not a gaming computer. I got it specifically so I wouldn't game on it, and now I graduated, so, you know.
Yeah.
And then on the weekends we have been rushing through as many Halo games as we can get through, which I know I just said I don't do first-person shooters, but that's the only exception I make. And I have decided that Halo 4 doesn't exist, Halo 5 doesn't exist, and I can't wait to go back to 1, 2, and 3. So that's what I've been playing.
I'm kind of jealous because I when Diablo 3 first came out, I played it on PC a little bit, but I can't play games. That's a lie. I was gonna say I can't play games for long periods of time on on the PC, because that's a fucking lie. Mm-hmm. But there was something about Diablo 3 that just didn't work for me on the PC. My hands wanted to play it. One with a controller. And two, start playing a game with a controller, I can't play it on a computer anymore. I need a big TV in front of me, or it just feels off.
It's a big TV game, though. Like, there's a ton of detail. There's lots of little things going on. I can't imagine playing it on a computer screen.
Yeah. That would be really difficult. I played 1 and 2 on the computer, because that's where it came out. And I played Diablo. It was one of the first games that I was allowed to play, which... sounds weird now that I realized I was playing Diablo when I was, like, 6. But, like, yeah, I'm sorry, I'm a baby. But, like, yeah, that was, like, it was really hard to play as a computer game, so when I saw that it was ported to my Xbox 360, because I'm still really behind, it's really definitely a controller game for me, especially with some of the moves that are just, like, all of the buttons on your controller. You just go around in a circle. I couldn't imagine doing that with a keypad. So yeah, I'm happy with it on my 360. I think it's been ported up to the Xbox One, and I think it's really cheap. So
yeah, it has been. I've been contemplating grabbing it.
Just if you get the 360 version, we can play together. If you get the One version, I can't play with you.
See, I don't know. I haven't turned my 360 on in so long. So
it's on
the One version.
Okay. It's pretty.
Sorry.
Oh, you're good. That's what I was playing. That's what I've been playing this week.
What about you, Alex? What you been playing, darling?
I pretty much have been playing one thing and one thing only, and that's The Division. I play it almost every night and wait until like 10 o'clock when the kids have to go to bed, or I play in the morning when the kids are in school because it's a lot more palatable. Mm-hmm. Someone told me that if you're going to do some hardcore Dark Zone, that you need to play at 6 a.m. because it's when most people have stayed up all night and they're getting really sloppy. So I might try that. But no one like gets up to play at 6. So if you're fresh, you're usually in much better shape. So I might do that. We'll see.
So you're going to get up at 6? You're going to get up at like 5:45, get your coffee ready.
Mm-hmm. Oh. I mean, maybe. Help me get some stuff done. I really like The Division. No one else on the blog has played it, right?
Yeah, I play it.
Oh, are you playing it? Mm-hmm. What are you playing it on?
The One. I don't play very much.
Oh.
I'm playing so many different things that I haven't been able to dedicate a whole lot of time to stuff. Because I'm playing all the things.
Yeah,
that's what sucks. But I've been, well, you know what I've been really been playing lately? But see, I can be persuaded to get really into something. Especially once this week is over.
Yeah.
I'll probably be easily persuaded.
Well, I wish you had it on the PS4, because that's what I'm playing it on.
Oh, no. Sorry.
Oh.
Sorry, though. I'm playing Uncharted 4 on my PS4.
Oh, are you?
Mm-hmm.
I thought about getting that.
I actually dusted it off to play Uncharted 4.
Well, that's why I got The Division on it, because it's like, I want to use it. You know?
I do this with every time a new generation of the PlayStation comes out, I'm like, I'm going to buy it because I want to play. I bought this one because I wanted to play the Horizon game.
Okay.
That I can never remember the title of. You know.
I got it for The Witness.
Oh, God.
Mm-hmm. The Witness was amazing. Why, oh, God, besides it's Jonathan Blow. But.
Yeah.
I got a Dark Souls 3.
No.
Bloodborne, and it ended up on my doorstep.
Okay.
So, I didn't pay. I got my PS4 as a version gift, so that's why I have one.
Right. And you haven't plugged it up yet, so I'm not even talking to you.
No. I'm sorry. I will when I move in a week.
Horizon Zero Dawn. That's why I bought the PS4. I was like, it's going to come out. I'm going to go ahead and buy it now. Maybe I'll play some other stuff in the meantime.
And then at least you got it.
Yeah, I got it. And I got Uncharted 4, and I've been playing that. I dusted it off to play that. And I'm playing... Okay, I was playing a lot of Quantum Break on my Xbox One. But, okay, so I don't watch TV. Right? I mean, everybody knows that about me. I'm not a TV person. Don't watch TV. So, but I really wanted to play Quantum Break because it felt a lot like Heavy Rain, you know, and those kind of cinematic mixed genre games that I really, really like. Right? But they're interactive enough that they keep me engaged. But so when you do that and then you make me play through and you have me play through, actually you play through like two acts before it happens the first time. And then you go, okay, you've played through an act. Here's your reward. And you give me a 1 hour fucking TV show in the middle of my game.
Oh gosh.
Yeah. I'm like, I can't. It's like, I don't watch TV for real. So I don't want to watch TV in the middle of my video game. But I do want to see where the narrative goes. So I'll probably go ahead and get over being really pissed off at the game and finish it sometime over the next, month or so.
Yeah, I'm like XXXX, when can I skip it? XXX through that shit.
Right.
It's so, sometimes I even turn the volume off and I like walk away. I'm like, all right, I'm gonna go to the bathroom.
I'm not a fan of like a good movie mode, but even that sounds like too much for me. Like movie modes that go over like 10 minutes, I'm just like, are we done yet? I'm not even good with opening cutscenes anymore.
Jinx was asking me about D3 because I played it and beat it, and I was like, I don't remember anything. I played it with the volume off, and I skipped every scene.
It's a straight up TV drama episode. That's exactly what it is. Okay, let me explain it to you this way. If you download the video, they're not even cutscenes. If you download the video interstitials, it's 75 gigabytes.
Oh, no.
They're straight up TV episodes.
Yeah.
I don't watch TV, so I damn sure don't want to watch a TV episode after every act of my game. So, yeah, I'm really pissed about that. I was gonna fire it up the other day, and I was like, you know what? I can't do it. But the Xbox One was the one. And then I looked over and I realized that I had a completely unopened copy. Well, I have unopened copies of lots of games. Why? Because I got a little problem. I'm like, oh, I need to buy all these games.
And then that's me in Inquisition. I got it the day it came out, and it's still like I'm not even through Origins. I have the third game in the series. I'm not even through the first.
Yeah. I think that's fairly common.
Yeah
it is. I don't feel bad about it. But I was like, oh, I don't want to watch TV in my game. So I'm going to go ahead. And I looked over, and the first thing I saw in my pile of shame was Lego Jurassic World. So I popped in Lego Jurassic World and played like 3 or 4 hours of Lego Jurassic World because it was cute. And there were dinosaurs and there were little Lego people. I love the Lego games. I usually play them all with Pete. But this one I've been playing by myself. Lego Jurassic World. So that and Stardew Valley I've been playing. And that game is horrible for me because whenever I turn it on and say, I'm only going to play for an hour or two, like 4 hours later.
I liked that game. I thought that was pretty fun.
I love that game.
Stardew Valley is the reason I got through Halo 4.
Where did you reward yourself with Stardew Valley when you...
Yeah, after like all that bullshit, I was just like, yeah, I'm going to go play something I like. Bye. No, the end of Halo 4 was so bad, I started laughing hysterically. I didn't even know it. And, like, my partner and my friend who were watching, like, who we were all playing through it together, just were like, I think Jinx is broken. And I just kept laughing.
Halo 4 broke.
Yeah, that was what did it, apparently. Halo 4, that's what makes it. Now everyone's got to deal with it.
That's Halo 4.
And if you're listening, 343, y'all can just go suck it. Your game sucks.
It does, man.
Smart enough didn't make it better. Sorry.
That's okay. I think that's all I've been playing, unless you want to count Sunken Treasures that I've been playing a whole lot of on my phone.
You always have some phone game going on.
I do. I always have some phone game that I'm like completely addicted to and playing like nonstop on my phone. Right now it's Sunken Treasures. Even though I was gonna buy the other day, we had Amy Fredine on the other night. The new version of Never Alone for phones and handhelds came out last week.
I didn't need to know. Oh crap.
Yeah, the new and it's called the knee edition. It's called less knee means less go or key. I think it is. It's less go. So I'm really looking forward to actually downloading that and killing my phone battery over and over and over again because you know, that's what we do.
Indeed,
that is what you do. So that's what I've been playing. And so the next question is, who's reading something interesting? What are we reading, folks? What about you, Jinx? What are you reading?
I am reading the Halo Evolution series. Yeah, I'm a Halo fanboy. I'm reading Halo Evolutions, which is a series of short stories set in the Halo universe by all of their writers, all the good writers that they should have had writing the plot for Halo 4 and 5. And so they were writing this book. And then all of the good plot that they put in this book, they were just like, we're not going to put it in the game. So these books are more canon than the actual game, in my opinion. They're actually really well written. There's interstitial poetry in there, which are really nice, illustrations, a wide cast of characters. There were lesbians in one of the stories. I was super excited. Of course, the lesbian died, but, you know, we made it. We almost made it for a little while. But yeah, no, it was actually, it's really nice to see these books cover, like, the stuff that you don't see in the game, so, you know, you get more than the stone face. As much as I like you, Master Chief, you're kind of boring. So I get to see all the other people in there, and you get stories from the Covenant side, and apparently there's a short story about the Flood in here somewhere. Haven't gotten there yet, but yeah, I've been flying through that. That's what I'm reading.
Wait.
Sounds cool. What about you, Alex? You read anything interesting?
I just finished a book called The Franklin Report. Have you guys ever heard of that?
Mm-mm. Tell
it's
me
not video game related. It's about this, I feel like I should not describe it because it's very triggery. But it's like about, I'll try and not use too many words. It's about this ring of people who buy and sell children to politicians. In the 70s and 80s, that was tied to a bank called the Franklin Bank in, where was it? Oklahoma.
Mm.
And it's like a 600-page book about all of the evidence and the interviews, and it was really heavy.
Did you seek out the most horrible books you can possibly find to read?
Kinda. The one before that I read, it was about this group of women who got like raped and murdered by the same guy, and he like moved from state to state getting away from it. So anyway, then after that, I read a really terrible Stephen King book. Like, I love crappy Stephen King books, but this wasn't even entertaining. It was so stupid. It was called The Long Walk. It was terrible.
Which one was it?
The Long Walk.
I was going to say, I don't think.
No, it wasn't good.
I haven't read that one.
And then I started reading a book called The Body Ecology about how your body is a microbiome and how to eat foods that balance each other to keep you in the healthiest health that has ever healthed. So I'm all over the place, but I'm doing a lot of reading.
Health has ever healthed?
Yeah. You should check out The Franklin Report. It's,
No,
whoever
sure
wanted to be mad. That'll do it.
You know how I am about kids, man.
Well, you're burning some shit to the ground after this one.
Nope.
What about you, Sam?
I'm still noping over here. Nope.
Fuck you, sheep.
Nope. Fuck you, sheep. I'm noping all over the place. I've been teaching this module one summer class, and since it's a 4-week class, it is about 2.5 hours, 5 days a week. So I haven't had a whole lot of time for pleasure reading. A lot of the reading that I have been doing has been specifically about women in games. So a lot of reading about STEM education and elementary and middle school levels, women working in STEM fields in general, women working in games, and women writing about the games that they've created and their experiences in the industry specifically. So reading a lot of stuff like that, articles and kind of ethnographic books and such. So that's what I've been reading. Nothing really for pleasure lately. I had started some stuff before the semester started that I really just kind of lost track of because I didn't have time to play anymore. I mean, play, to read anymore.
kind of thrilling in a way.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's what I've been reading. What about drinking? What you guys drinking?
A nice big bottle of Mountain Dew, because I hate myself.
I have a sparkling water, because I have to drive to the airport. Unlike the fistful of painkillers washed down with a bottle of wine that Sam suggested. But maybe when I get back, I'll do that. Sam?
Okay, what am I drinking? I am... Sorry, I was answering a question about snacks. I am drinking a Vandermill Totally Roasted, which is, of course, as everybody knows, we've been hitting the Vandermill really hard.
Mm-hmm.
I'm finishing up. This is my last one of a 4-pack. So I was really sad. I was like, I'm going to make it super cold because that's the way I like it. It's got to be super duper cold. Not got to be. I drink it. I will drink this stuff boiling hot because it's like my favorite cider ever. Favorite apple cider ever. Let me say that.
Mm.
It's a Michigan cider, which probably is another reason I love it so much, you know, being from Michigan and all. But it's a fairly dry apple cider, for those who don't know. But it's got cinnamon, vanilla, and pecan in it. And it is absolutely amazing. So and here's the best way to drink it, is to put it in the freezer for like an hour or so before you open it. And like closer to an hour and a half, 2 hours, in my freezer anyway, is even better. Because then there are just like little flecks of ice.
Ice chunks, yes.
Yeah. And it's like... I have truly died and gone to heaven. And after the week that I've had, I deserve just a little bit of heaven.
Heck yes, you do.
Agreed.
And I'm happy. I'm very happy.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Yep. So, that's fun. And will bring us to news. So, not necessarily news, but I think there were two that I want to focus on at least, and whatever else comes up, fairly interesting and significant things that popped up in the last week-ish. So, the first being, I mean, one of these we've talked about on the blog already, and when I say we, I mean Jinx.
Yeah. We've done a fair bit of talking about it behind the scenes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Doing the dance over here because of it. You guys can't see it. It's fine.
The Sims 4 update came out that basically, in a nutshell, allows you to be a transgender character, which is pretty amazing. For those of us who are to the left of center, or right of center, depending on which variant. On where
I
you
use
are.
Gender variants all the time. Those of us gender variant. Because it makes it seem like a spectrum of like paint colors. It's like, here's a variation of colors.
It's a variation. when it comes to our gender identification. So... It's pretty amazing to be able to play as a female-bodied character and choose clothing that, I'm not really incredibly happy about the descriptions of clothing. Why not just call it clothes and throw that shit out there?
Yeah, I mean, they still got it, but at least it's a step forward. I'm, the character that I was able to create is, in a full suit. And that's their everyday clothes. And I was like, yeah, look, it's me. It actually kind of looks like me now. It's kind of weird.
Don't let him die.
I did. Yeah. Oh, no, I'm scared.
Existential crisis.
Yeah, I can't cook and oh, I shouldn't let my son make a pizza because it's going to be undercooked and kill him.
Mm.
Oh, no. Mm-hmm. I did find out, interestingly enough, because I don't actually own the game, so I was looking through it, one of my friend, and all of the randomly created Sims now, like the random like ones that they just populate your town with, mm-hmm. also fall into the fact that none of them actually hit the gender binary anymore.
Nice.
Because that update is in there, so like we have a bunch of like trans Sims in your town now too, and so like people are freaking out, of course, but it's hilarious to me because it's like, look, it's an accurate representation of society, or more accurate representation of society.
Yeah.
So that was a cool thing I didn't even think about, that update unlocking, but it actually makes the randomly created Sims also unlocked a little bit. So that was cool.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. So I mean, because yeah, but then at the same time, the character screen stills came out new Pokemon games.
Yeah.
And you know, God forbid I play that game, I'm still have it as a male character, because otherwise, you know, you play as a girly girl until. You know, and I always love it when people say, well, you can change your clothes. It's like, yeah, but you're like 3, 4, 5 hours in before you get to a point where you can change your clothes from the standard Catholic school girl fantasy fucking outfit.
Mm-hmm. That was, yeah, because I think the starting lineup for Pokemon Sun and Moon, because now you can pick, like different skin colors and stuff. Not a lot, but there's more than we had before, but we still have like a very stereotypical girl and very stereotypical guy.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just like, well, I guess I'm playing the guy character again.
Yep.
And I think they took away the clothing options, so I don't think you can change your clothes, but I don't know because I haven't really been following it as much. I don't think they've released gameplay yet.
Oh, that would be horrible. Even though, because I mean, if like I said, if I play, I'm gonna be playing a male character again too. Because I have any other time I've had to make the choice.
I mean, like in X and Y, I played a female-bodied character, but when Alpha and Sapphire came out, you couldn't pick clothes, and so I was like, oh, I don't want to wear skirts, so I'm playing a male character in that one. So.
Yeah, see, I played a male character next to mine, too, so.
I was hoping for the best in the clothes thing, so I picked female.
Well, okay. I did that in Yo-Kai Pendant. I call it Yo-Kai Pendant because I was like, oh, look, well, the girl character's not too bad because, you know, she's got shorts on and, you know, a shirt, but, you know, at least it's not a skirt. It wasn't incredibly... You know, it wasn't anything that I would have worn even as a kid. Mm-hmm. But I was like, well, you know what? I'm going to try it and see. And then the game was like, oh, yeah, well, you're a girl, but so you can't have a yokai watch. We're going to give you a pendant on a necklace to wear.
That was the only thing I was really happy about with Pokemon is that everybody gets that, like, gaudy-ass bracelet, the Mega Evolution Stone bracelet. Like, everybody uh-huh. gets it. Everyone gets a bracelet. Congratulations, yeah. You for this. Super gaudy bracelet.
And that's fine.
That is fine. Everyone gets the bracelet.
You think from a programming perspective, it would be just as easy to open up all of the, like in Sims, to open up all the options. You know, and like the only thing that's keeping them from doing that is the social norms of it. So cut it. Let's roll, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Right. In a game like for like Pokemon, where it's not you're not the focus. Like, yeah, you're kind of like this cool Destin kid, but like that's not the focus. The focus is like the cool little Pokemon that you're getting. Like, I don't understand why the gender of the character you're playing matters at all. It's something that's always like kind of struck me as odd because the focus mm-hmm. isn't you. It's supposed to be the team that you create and the bond you create with them. So when you see the back of your head the whole time, like seriously, mm-hmm. doesn't matter what's under the cap. But I guess it does matter now.
It's like, who cares? Mm-hmm. Anyway, so that, and then, of course, yay, because, you know, Vidya Games.
Mm-hmm.
now, okay, so look, let me start with this. Alex, you remember this. When they announced Watch Dogs, the original, mm-hmm. at E3, I was like, okay, that's a system seller for me. I'm pre-ordering Watch Dogs and buying an Xbox One just to play that game.
Yep.
Because it was supposed to be a launch title.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that?
I do.
And then it got delayed, and I wanted to scream and curse and burn things.
Mm-hmm.
But I still, even though there were like no other launch titles I wanted to play, I still went ahead and got the Xbox One. So when Watch Dogs came out, and it was a fucking trash fire.
Oh my God, yes.
I was so mad because I had been waiting so long for this game and had promised me in every way possible, fucking marketing people, that this was going to be the most awesome gaming experience I had ever had in my entire life. And it was horrendous.
Oh, so, I want to send you that one.
Mm-hmm. Oh. So what are your feelings on this new news item then?
So when Watch Dogs 2 was announced, my first reaction was, why on God's green earth would I give you $70 of my hard-earned money for a sequel to a game that I would not purchase for my worst enemy?
Mm-hmm.
And then the internet exploded because people realized that our protagonist is no longer Aiden, but is now a black male character.
No way! Oh my God, that's so terrible. This is awful. Boycott. Catch me on fire. I'm done. I'm done. I'm leaving. Yeah, I'm never gonna play a video game again.
There are black people in video games. We're done. We're done. It's over. First the gays.
It's just another one of those SJW PC characters. Why it's got to be Marcus instead of Aiden? I don't want to play one of those black-skinned people. Why we got to have a Negro character?
Oh, my God.
I like this comment. I'm going to start by saying I'm not racist. Always a good start.
Yes.
And capitalize racist.
Yes. I saw that.
We really need a black main character just as much as we need a female protagonist. What's your thoughts about this? Like, more realistically, the story should be about a big, fat white guy who never leaves his chair. Or an Asian. Actually, more realistically,
oh my God.
It should be, like, a 45-year-old woman, because that's the biggest growing demographic of gamers, but whatever. Anyway.
The comments
more realistically,
that came after this announcement were so fucking ridiculous.
You shouldn't have minorities in a game just to represent minorities. You're supposed to make a video game with good characters and stellar gameplay, not some fill out some arbitrary SJW checklist so that no one's feelings
get
hurt.
Did you play the first one?
But like, true. But also, like, why is, just because it's a black character, why are they automatically a bad character? Like, you shouldn't just have a minority. You're supposed to make good characters. By good, I mean white. Done. Like, what are you arguing for there? Idiot.
It's something I noticed. I did a survey for Sam's class talking about, like, transgender representation in games, and I noticed that people immediately assumed when I said, hey, what would you do if you had a trans main character? It's like, it doesn't matter if they're trans, it just matters that they're a good character. And I said, I never said they weren't going to be a good character. I just said they were going to be trans.
Right.
And it was like this automatic assumption that if they're not, like, this white cis dude, they're going to be, you know, they're not going to be a good character. And I was baffled because that was the universal response to that question. Was just like, as long as it's a good character. Yeah. I never said it wouldn't be. I said it was going to be every AAA title that you've ever played, just the main character is going to be trans. And it was like, automatically not a good character. I just wonder where that thought process comes from.
I think what it is people who have a knee-jerk reaction to not seeing themselves on the screen, you know, which
get mad when someone else does see themselves on screen?
Well, I think what it is they can't deal with the feelings, and they don't identify with race being racist, so they go to, well, we just want good character. So I think that's like the middle ground where people like try to justify the fact that they're uncomfortable playing someone that doesn't look like them or talk like them or act like them. They say, well, you know, I don't want that. I just want a good character, which actually means I want a character that looks, sounds, acts like me, which is straight white male, whatever, And because only so many people are going to go write these kind of comments, right? Like, but I think a lot of people will fall back on, like, no, actually, I'm not racist. I just want a good character. But really what they're saying is I want a character that looks like me because I think that's a good character.
Okay, so here's the thing. So if they're going to change the protagonist with every iteration of this game, why is it that in these people's minds, every character has to be white and male? So here's my suggestion. Because all these people are swearing that they're not going to buy this game and they're not going to play this game and they're never going to buy another Ubisoft game ever in life because they made a black male protagonist.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they will.
My suggestion, and I want to make this suggestion to all game developers, AAA, indie, mobile, you name it, make every character in every game for the next 12 months African American.
Yeah.
So that all of these assholes will have to shit or get off the pot in terms of
it's a really good
quitting
idea.
Video games. And if they quit, guess what? We will better all be games for us.
Better games for us, right?
Right. I don't ask that all characters be African American or Hispanic or Native American or any I don't ask that they be of any race. I want better representation in general. So I don't need for all of my characters to be minority characters because that does not represent the world around me, right? I do want some minority characters in my game. I do want some women in my game, and I would like for those women to wear clothes.
Yes.
I do want some trans characters in my game, and I would like for them not to be caricatures and to be the butt of every fucking trans joke on the face of the planet. These
are
the
things
that I
want. Can they also be in the game for longer than a week?
Yeah.
Yes. Yes, that would be nice. Don't give in to the idiot of the fucking internet. I still say it, and I will say it time and time again. I will say it for as long as I do game studies, and I will say it till I die, because I will play fucking video games until the day I die. I still say all that shit started with the ending of Mass Effect 3. Idiots on the internet were heartened and validated by the fact that they were able to bully a AAA game developer into changing the fucking ending of a game post-production. Once they gave into that shit, they were like, fuck this, we have all the power. You ain't got shit. You either play it or you don't.
That's a really interesting point.
Yeah, I hadn't thought about that because I didn't follow.
But you are right. That's kind of where everything started exploding. At least then the voices got loud because they were empowered.
All that's just BioWare's fault.
Well,
let's blame BioWare.
Let's not throw BioWare totally under the bus. They've had their moments.
I'm kidding. But I mean, you know I'm kidding. But that is the point. That's the point at which it happened.
Mm-hmm.
You know what?
Yeah.
You don't buy a book, read that motherfucker, and then take it back to Barnes & Noble and say, I don't like the way this shit ended. Can I get my money back?
I don't know about you. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm kidding.
Make me disconnect you on this call.
I'm kidding. I've never gotten given a book back.
I mean, seriously, you don't do that with anything else. You don't go to the movies and say, you know what, I don't like the way Iron Man ended. Can I give him $7.50 back? No, you don't.
Yep. And also, like, artistic integrity, like, not liking the ending doesn't mean it's a bad game, doesn't mean that it should be changed. It's just, I hate the ending of, like, 90% of the books I read. I'm like, fuck that, and then I want to go read another book, you know? I mean, that's part of the experience.
I hate the ending of lots of games that I play. Mm. I hate the middles and the beginning of lots of games that I play. You know, and that's just like this bullshit Steam refund. Right. If you don't, you know, if you play a game for 2 hours or less and you don't like it, we'll refund your money. No. You know what? Guess what? That, you know, that's the chance you take. We have done this. I've bought games for 40 fucking years. Not once have I said, didn't like that game, didn't like the way it ended, I wonder if I can get my money back.
Mm-hmm.
Not once. Not once. I've said before, burn me once. Okay, shame on you. Burn me twice, shame on me. I'm going to wait and wait to see what other people say and see how buggy it is, or see if people say that was the worst game ever. If I really want to, if I really say, you know what, maybe this is going to be iffy and I don't want to spend my $70, that's what I'm going to do. But I'm not going to play 2 hours of a game and say, give me my money back. That's crazy.
It's like a commitment you're making. Even, like, since the... I remember going to, like, I don't know, all the now-defunct media stores and buying games. They always had no return policy on games.
Right. Mm-hmm. And even if there is a return policy, so you return it for the same title if it's defective.
Right. Right, exactly. Or unopened or something. But you can't play it and bring it back. Like, you are making a commitment to that game. And that game is making a commitment to you. Yeah.
It's insane. It's absolutely insane. Because, you know, the people who made the game, guess what? They don't get their money. They don't get their money back.
Yeah, that's true. Talk to Kingdoms of Amalur.
Look, I liked that game.
That was one of my favorite games ever. I loved that game. I bought the DLC. I got it all.
Yes.
I thought it was a great game.
I did too.
I liked it better than, what was the other big game that came out around the same time that you loved?
Skyrim?
Skyrim. Way better than Skyrim.
You know what? And I said the same thing, too, when it came out. And everybody was like, you're insane. I was like, nope, it's a better game. Skyrim was a subpar game to me. Especially when you compared it to Oblivion. Oblivion was fantastic. Mm. Skyrim left me cold.
Oh, I thought you loved Skyrim.
No, not as much as Oblivion and not as much as Kingdoms of Amalur.
I'm only playing those two games if I break both my legs.
Yeah.
And there's no other reason that I should be in those games because I know I won't do anything but play them. So.
Yeah, especially Kingdoms of Amalur. I just got obsessed with that game.
That game was amazing.
It was really good.
When you see this in a used bin, because that's all you're going to find, definitely pick it up, Jinx. If that game comes backwards compatible, you can say goodbye to me for 40 or 50 hours. Because I'm going to play it all over again with all the DLC.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Maybe I'll do that. I should try and break my leg today.
No, you know what? As much shit as you break, Kunika, so many times you've broken your fucking ankles, I'm going to ask you not to do that.
Yeah, the last time I broke my leg, I played through, it was perfect, because it was like the day Tropico 5 came out. Oh my god, and you didn't need the internet to play it, and I was living in the RV, so it was just like weeks of that. Oh, it was so great.
Mm-mm.
It was good times.
So for those of you who don't know, Alex has toothpick leg joints, and they just randomly snap.
I do break them a lot. Oh gosh. I keep the boot on hand now, though, so if I, like weaken it, because I know the next step is going to be a break, then I can wear the boot around for a while. Seems like a good solution.
Yeah, it does. Seems a perfect solution to me.
Oh, my God. Biomed over here is crying. I'm so sorry. If you need it.
All right. So, okay. That was news on that note. Let's go and let's talk about what is actually our topic of the week.
Mm-hmm.
We want to talk about some Stardew Valley.
Yay, gay farming.
Yay, gay farming.
Did you say gay farming?
Gay farming. That is my nickname for this game. It is what I've been calling this game since it came out. It is my gay farming game.
I want to hear about this. Go.
Oh, okay.
I don't think I have as much.
There's only one way to play this game, and it's gay farming. I'm totally completely with Jinx on this one.
Well, I don't think I've played as much as you guys have, so fill me in on why it's gay farming.
Well, I mean, I don't know if I'm technically... Can you call my character gay? I don't know. I'm playing a female-bodied character, but the sprite I've made is really neutral-looking, which was awesome. So, like, the only sucky part is that they used female pronouns, but that's fine. And I... You have the marriage options, and there's, like, you know, four girls, four guys. Anyway, I think it's going to be five now with the update. Can't wait for the update. But, like, immediately fell in love with Maru, who's this, like, geeky scientist nurse character. And I was just like, how could you look at any of these other options and not date Maru? Like, you have to go. And you have to date Maru. But, like, all of the characters are, like, the marriage candidates are a little fun, but, like, the girl marriage, I don't know. I really like it, but the only way that you can play this game is, like, to be a gay farmer, I think. I agree with Sam, like, because, like, nobody bats an eye when you're sitting there and, you know, befriending everybody, but, like, you're a female-bodied person and you're dating another female-bodied person. And it's actually, like, really funny. Is that technically a spoiler, I guess? Yeah, technically a spoiler.
Not really. I don't think so.
Well, I was going to talk about the scene with Maru when her dad comes down.
Like, well, you're not going to spoil it for me because I don't listen to the story, so... Anybody, okay, spoiler alert, plug your ears if you don't want.
Yeah, I guess this is the quick scene with Maru if you're dating her. But, like, her dad comes down and immediately jumps to the conclusion that you guys are about ready to, like, make out, have, like, this huge make-out session. And it's just, like, you know, two female-bodied people. And he's just like, no, you're obviously having a make-out session instead of, like, working on robots. Which is hilarious to me. Because it's just like, yeah, it's just you happen to be her, like, really good friend, so you're obviously making out. Like, that's what you're doing.
So, you want to know the funniest thing about that scene? Is that was completely a scene from my life as a high school student. My best friend and I, who does not listen to the podcast, even though we are still like Facebook friends and I still know and keep in touch with, I was head over heels in love with her and she never knew it. But we were doing something, working on a class project or something, in her room. We were probably 14 or 15, and her father, who, you know, was an interesting human being, came in and accused us of the very same thing.
Oh, my God.
So when I saw that, I was like, oh, my God, it's my life right here on the fucking screen.
It's my life again. I will say I had that happen to me too. My dad thought that I was like inviting a bunch of people over to like make out with them, and like he accused us of that. And then he goes, "Wait, that's my dream because like I'm ace and I didn't date anybody during high school." And he was just hoping that like all the people I was inviting, I don't know. I guess he was just hoping we'd have a massive orgy in the basement. Instead, we were playing in like Kingdom Hearts or something. So it was just like, yeah, we're just having a huge video game party. Like, we're having exactly what we told you we were doing. Isn't that horrible?
Oh, God. For what it's worth, my best friend and I were not about to make out. We were working on a class project.
And I think in the scene in the game, you were about to work on a robot, too. But yes. Like,
yes.
You know.
So, question.
Screw you guys, I was making out with people in my basement. Boom.
You know, and I know your mother listens to this podcast.
What's that?
From time to time. I'm going to have to send her a message on Facebook to make sure she listens to this. All right. So was Maru your love interest in Stardew, Jinx?
Oh, yeah. I'm trying to befriend everybody, but like instantly it was like, can you hear Maru? Here's all these diamonds. Please love me.
Yep.
Yeah, it was just like, please love me. You're the best. I don't know why. I didn't even give the other people a chance. And now, like, looking back, I think I would have liked Leia as well, the artist. She was really fun.
Maru was it for me, and I don't give a shit about anybody else. I get mad when I have to be in people to do things in the game, right? I'm like, what do you mean I got to be a friend to go in this person's room and pick up these purple shorts off the floor? What do you mean?
That makes sense. Oh, yeah.
I could just walk through that fucking door. I don't have to be her friend to walk through a door. so it really kind of made me mad that I had to befriend other people.
This game makes me feel better, though, because, like, I have social anxiety. I can't talk to people in real life. Like, it's really, really hard for me to make friends because I'm just awkward all over it. Sam, you know this from real life because, like, I'm, you know, awkward all over your table all the time. And it's just, like, this makes me happy. It's like, look, I can make friends because I just throw milk at them and now they love me. Everything's fine.
Well, you know, so for those who don't know, so this game is part dungeon crawler, part farming sim, part dating sim. That covers everything in the game, right?
Farming, dating, dungeon crawler, sandbox. I call it sandbox too because you really have no time limit for anything.
Except for the dating sim part.
Well, I mean, not really.
Well, because when you're giving gifts to get to the like next level, you have to give both gifts within 2 days of each other.
Oh, I didn't know that. I never did.
Really? Because I've had my little check marks disappear because if I didn't get
reset every Sunday. Like regardless, you can only give 2 gifts a week, and then they always reset every Sunday. It doesn't matter if you do it 2 days in a row or not.
Oh, see, I always assumed it was 2 days. Well, maybe it's because I always do it at the end of the week. Because I'm like, ah, screw it, I'm gonna do this.
Yeah, no, that just resets every Sunday. So like, and I sometimes go a whole season without giving anybody anything, just stay on the farm. So
you know, and I do that too. Between that and the dungeon, the dating sim part makes me anxious.
Yeah, no, I get that. Maybe that's why I think I just went like, oh, I want to date Mario, and I didn't like try for anybody else because I didn't want to like deal with it. But now that I've played like three years in the game, I'm like, I guess I should friend for it. I don't know. I think some of the story, not story, I guess, I don't know, like the little backstories for some of them, is really cool. And like it shows a diverse population, which I didn't expect in a farming sim. I've played like all the harvesting games ever, and it's kind of the same stories every time. Mm-hmm. And you get a very like either a very stereotypical population or a very like same population. So it's like you have like a war veteran, and you have like this old guy who doesn't want to talk to anybody, a super nice wife, and his. And, like, Leia is bisexual, like, canonly bisexual, not just because you're there, but, like, talks about it, and, like, you get to meet her ex-girlfriend. Mm-hmm. And there's, like, and, like, the stereotypical goth and the stereotypical goth friend, but he's friends with the jock, which is cool. Like, it's, so you see these stereotypes, but they, like, they break them really quietly.
Mm-hmm.
If you just, like, pay attention to them. And so I think that's why the social part of it hasn't freaked me out as much, because mm-hmm. they just kind of, I think the only stereotypical character who is, like, horribly stereotypical is, like, Penny, the, like, really ditzy blonde. Not Penny, she's the teacher. Haley, the stereotypical blonde kid.
Yeah.
She's, like, really, but, like, her mom is the not stereotypical one. Like, her mom is, like, the seamstress, down-to-earth one, so that was interesting.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, it looks like they took a lot of the, stereotypes, and it was just like, no, we can show you that you can be this thing, but also be friends. Like, you can be gothic and also play sports, or you can be, you know, into robots and also be a nurse and also be into like painting or whatever. And so it was kind of nice, instead of being like shoehorned into like this is the one thing you do. This is like they show these 8-bit characters as being more than one thing. So I was really impressed with that.
And that was the thing, and that's kind of what I've been saying to myself over and over again. Stardew is the Harvest Moon game I always wanted and never got. And I think that's why I keep going, oh, my God, I just wish they would, like, put this on DS or because I want it on a handheld for some reason.
I can see it. Like, I want them to I like the 8-bit graphics. I think it's endearing, but I kind of want them to port it to like Harvest Moon graphics, like, and see like the console graphics of a Harvest Moon game, and see if we could still get the kind of like gender ambiguity, because you can actually make a character that looks like really female or really masculine, but you could also make something who looks really ambiguous, like the character that I'm playing. And I would love to see if they would like still hold true to that, because like they really definitely made your character kind of like be who you want to be.
the only thing that we're going to make you do is you have to go start a farm. But you don't have to farm in any way that we're going to tell you. You can just go be a dungeon crawler and plant flowers.
Yep.
Or you can make a greenhouse full of these really ancient seeds that and make a seed maker and churn out these like $75,000 gem berries the whole time, and that's all you can do. You know, it's like they don't really make you do anything other than go to this farm, but you don't even have to stay on it, really. Sam, I agree with you. I think it's the Harvest Moon game we always wanted.
The thing is that I find it interesting because I tend to farm enough to have food for my dungeon crawling. And mm-hmm. It's like, okay, I'm going to go dig up some shit in dungeons and fight some stuff and do some stuff.
So when you guys go through... Yes, I feel fine. Thank you.
Okay.
it's pretty common. You'll
okay.
figure that out. What was I going to say? Okay, so I don't know. I'm probably only like, I don't know, 4 or 5 hours into the game. And I had a really hard time... like figuring out the mechanics of things. Like, I mean, I probably spent 45 minutes on the internet trying to figure out how to buy seeds. Like I couldn't figure it out. So I kept going up to the little seed baskets. And then I'd like Google how to buy seeds. That wasn't because apparently no one's stupid enough. But like I kept going up and talking to the guy and he like wouldn't give me the option. I thought, apparently I'm just dumb. So like I love the game, like, but I had a really slow time getting started because the mechanisms, maybe it's because I only played one Animal Crossing and only one Harvest Moon, but like the mechanisms didn't make sense to me, or how to get seeds, just a bunch of little things like that I had a hard time even getting going.
I remember having to look that sort of stuff up too. I had to look up how to move furniture and move stuff that I'd put down.
Well, I don't know how to do that either.
Yeah, I don't know if it's just like I'm really bad with like controls, but I can only do it with a mouse, but I played the whole thing else with a gamepad.
Interesting.
It's like you have to like right click on it and I cannot translate that to the gamepad. It's a little bit buggy.
Yeah.
So like I just hope that the first time I put furniture down I don't do anything with it after that.
Yeah, you know what? I think it's because the game doesn't give you a full tutorial in terms of how to do this, mm-hmm. and there's no section on game controls in the menu that pops up that has all the pause and construct and all that other stuff. There's nothing there that says push this to do this. So you just kind of figure it out.
Yeah, I am okay with that. And there's so many things to do. It just So I remember being frustrated at first, like, I got lost, I was about to die, the only thing I had was, like, a fishing pole, I couldn't find seeds, I'm like, I'm never gonna be able to do this game, so I put it down for a long time, and then finally, like, got back to it after all the good, because I played it, like, the first day it came out, I played it for a while, I was like, and so there's, of course, not a ton of walkthroughs and stuff online, so I was like, eh. But yeah, I mean, it's a slow learning curve. I bet I only know, like, 5% of the stuff even now. But it feels like I'm getting the worth out of it that I'm putting in.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, that's important. But so when you guys dungeon crawl, do you like harvest a bunch of food and then bring it, or do you like cook something, or what do you do?
I've now started cooking stuff. Before, I just took a bunch of cave carrots. Like, I couldn't figure out what was best. I would like buy, there's a dwarf you can get to eventually, and he has miner's treats, and that's what I used.
Yep.
And now I just make a bunch of sashimi. It doesn't really do much, but I just carry fish with me all the time.
So you just eat sushi as you walk through a cave.
Just eating sushi, being
hot
pots. Do
you guys mine up all the little rocks, or just the ones that have something good?
It depends on what I'm looking for.
Yeah, it depends on what you're looking for, but then sometimes the ones that are just generic rocks will have stuff in them, too.
Hmm. Yeah, like geodes and... gold
and sometimes there'll be like copper in them, but there'll only be like one instead of like the sparkly ones that'll have like 3 or 4 or 5 or whatever the hell there's in those.
Because I just went into the mines today. This morning was my first time, so. And I made it probably like 10.
Do you have a sword?
Yeah, they gave me a sword when I went in there.
Okay, because I made the mistake of going in there, like, they gave me the sword, but I didn't equip it, so I was sitting there, like, hitting things with my shovel.
Oh, yeah.
Or my hoe. That's what I was doing. I was like, I'm dying. Why is this happening? Oh, they gave me a sword, because I was having so much trouble with the inventory. I still have trouble with my inventory.
Yeah.
Not super intuitive.
Yeah, it was funny, because I was like, I'm used to the Harvest Moon, and that inventory bar is very, like, Harvest Moon-y, but it's just, like, sometimes when I'm doing, like, I'll be mining, and then I need to switch to the sword, and I go the wrong way.
Yeah.
And I'm, like, they're, like, cycling back and forth, and it was, like, it's actually in, like, the part you can't get to. And
it's in the backpack. Like,
it's in the backpack. It's not in your inventory bar.
Yeah. Well, the interesting thing is, and to go back to a second to talk about gender identification and then the clothing choices. So, yes, mm-hmm. I chose a female body character, and then dressed her exactly like me. So she's wearing black pants and a black t-shirt and black shoes.
Nice.
That is basically it's insane. If you ever walk into my closet in my bedroom, I have this huge walk-in closet, and I have an entire row, and my ex counted once at that time that, like, the number used to be all khakis all the time. And just every color. I had like 37 pair of khakis in all shades of brown and green.
Huh.
But it was easier. And now, if you walk into my closet, I still have tons of khakis, but the bulk of the pants in my closet are black pants. I probably have 20, 25 pair of black pants of different and varying kinds. So, you know, because it's easier. Black goes with everything. I don't have to worry about anything, so I can just grab a pair of black pants and throw on a t-shirt. I really don't care what black pants they are, as long as they're black. So I made a character who was a lot like me. Now, what was really disconcerting, excuse me, was the first time I went to the spa, and it put me in a two-piece bathing suit.
Ooh. Yeah, that shocked me. I've actually not gone back to the spa because of that.
Excuse me. It was kind of disconcerting. I was like, wow, I don't get a choice. And mm-hmm. you just put me in a bikini.
I totally forgot about that. I won't even go back to the spa now that you say that. I have avoided it.
It's strange, right? Especially a game that seems to be so open in terms of giving you freedom in terms of gender expression, that they would kind of lock you into that. I know it seems, to some people, it's going to seem like that's pretty trivial, but it's kind of, it was jarring. Because mm-hmm. The first time I went to the spa, I was probably, I don't know, 10 plus hours into the game, maybe more than that. I don't know how long I've been playing the game, because since I'm playing it in a wine wrapper, it doesn't log my hours properly on Steam. So I don't know how many hours I've been playing. But yeah, I must have been 10 plus hours in the first time I went into the spa, and that was kind of the first time that I was like, whoa, where'd that come from? So I don't know. It's interesting, and I know that there are lots of mods out there that change things. Like, there are lots of there's a mod out there that makes some of the characters in the game appear older, because they do have very young, almost childlike features. Like, there's one that makes Maru's skin darker, her hair curlier, and her face older. Changes her glasses as well, which I would love to have. But like I said, I'm playing it in a wine wrapper. I don't want to install it on my PC. Simply because on my Windows PC, simply because, you know, that damn thing weighs 475 pounds, even my laptop to carry. So I'd much rather be playing it on my MacBook, because I can carry it around and play more readily. But so it's just that I know that there are mods out there that fix a lot of issues that people have seen with the way characters look and are constructed. Mm-hmm. And it makes me kind of sad. It almost makes me want to play on my PC so that I can fix things the way that I want them to be fixed.
And I wonder, because they said that they're addressing some of the problems with the character models in the update, and I wonder if they're going to actually address that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I don't know. Because, I mean, I've been on the Wikipedia a lot trying to get this whole, like, everyone be friends with me. And, like, they show all of the old character art, and some of them, you know, they look older, or you can see that they've lightened the skin color or whatever, and it makes me wonder if they're going to go back to some of those, that it was because of these comments, because the person who's, I think it's one guy, but I don't know, he seemed to be very receptive of, not criticism, but, like, constructive criticism, not, like, in the way that we were talking about earlier, where it's just like, oh, I'm going to change the whole game because you're complaining, but, like, in the idea, like, hey, you know, why does this work this way or that?
Mm-hmm.
And so, I mean, I have my fingers crossed for the update because it's a pretty substantial update programming-wise because he's adding in more content. So it makes me wonder.
Yeah, and it is. It's one guy who's made this entire game, and he's doing all the updates. And I think he's also working on, he's working on a console version.
Yeah, all by himself.
Yeah.
And so that's why I have my fingers crossed that maybe this update, if even if we don't get all of this, maybe that he'll address some of this, because he was definitely forward-thinking in the base of the game, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Just because he was trying to do his best in showing this whole, like, people are diverse. And so I would hope. I don't know if there's, like, a message board where you'd be like, hey, when you do your update, can you do this, and this, for this, and this reasons. I'm not sure if there's somewhere I can be like, your game is great, this would make it better with your update.
I bet you can.
Can you not stick me in a bikini?
Yeah, can I be a gender-neutral character, so can I wear, like, a t-shirt and swim trunks, please? I mean...
you know, even a tank top and swim trunks, anything other than, you know...
A bikini?
Yeah.
I totally forgot about that. I basically just had my character stand backwards, so I didn't have to look at it. It freaked me out. So I wonder if there was, like, there's a way that we can approach that that isn't the Steam forums, because I don't want to post on the Steam forums.
Yeah.
Right. And I don't know. Guy who did Stardew Valley, please nail this over the interwebs.
It's so interesting that somebody made a diverse game that was trying to be thoughtful to show how good a game is, and gaming didn't end, and, like, the world didn't break. You would think, based on the responses we get from diverse games, that the world would literally explode when a game with diversity and non-gender binaries and things like that exists, but I don't know. It hasn't happened yet. Maybe the update. That was the only thing that was keeping it.
Maybe. I mean, there's also, like... There's, like, well, even then, like, in that flower dance scene, like, when you do the flower dance, you dance with the male side, if you're a female-bodied person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you're, like, asking to dance with girls.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they put you on the male side, like, nobody asks any questions.
Right.
I haven't done it the other way, because I said I just went straight to Mars. I don't know if, like, if you're the female-bodied, like, if you're dating a male-bodied person, they put you on the female side. They don't make you wear a dress, though, which was interesting.
Which is nice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that's cool. And, like, at the wedding scene, I was in my farming clothes. They didn't even put me in a suit.
You got married in your farming clothes. I'm not married yet.
It was just one of those things. I was playing it like Harvest Moon, so I wasn't playing it like, oh, I'm going to explore the options. And, you know, no one even faults you, I don't think, for not getting married. But I was just like, whatever, I'll get married and I'll adopt a kid. Because you can adopt a kid, and I have a kid.
Ooh.
Who's a name I don't think is Potato. I forget what I named him. Almost named him Potato, though.
I wonder if I can adopt a kid.
Is my kid, his name is Potato? I don't know. That would be interesting if they would allow you to adopt if you're single. I don't think so. It should be weird. I mean, it would be nice. Maybe that's in the update, too.
Did the kids, like, grow up?
Get to a toddler. I think you only play, like, 5 years within the game, and then you have to not restart, but you kind of go into a full sandbox mode where, like, time doesn't go, if you will. I don't know. I haven't actually beaten the game, but somebody I bought it for a friend the same day that I bought it, and he's the one who coined the name Gay Farming, if you will. But he said that, like, yeah, you play for 5 years, and then, like, your farm gets raided or something, just kind of, like, how well you did, if you will. But it's not just, like, you suck, because it rates you on all the things you do. So if you're, like, that dungeon crawler, you get, like, the dungeon crawling rating or something. But so then after 5 years, I think it, like, you can start a new game plus, basically. And so, yeah, your kids never, you can get two kids, and they never grow up older than toddlers, apparently.
Ooh. That's okay. I wish my kid would. No, I don't. I love kids at all stages. I know people are like, I miss my kid when she was a baby. No, I miss my kid when she was a baby. But you know what? She's an amazing, like, 7-year-old. So
don't tell my mom. My mom misses when I was a baby. I couldn't talk back yet.
Mine talks back enough for everybody. So that's okay.
You know what they say about strong-willed children? They're going to be the ones taking over the world pretty soon.
Oh, you guys, you should be scared. I should not be put in the position of power. Everyone gets a puppy. Everyone gets a puppy.
Yeah, there you go.
You take care of it, then you don't get a puppy, and then you get to be sad.
Love it.
I don't know. So, Alex, you haven't played very much. What's your favorite part, like, portion of the game? Is it the dungeon crawling? Is it the farming? And I'm wondering, because I know something about you that I'm not going to disclose until after you answer this question.
That's a good question. I like the farming. I like the kind of monotony of it. Or is that what you're going to guess?
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Yeah, I do very much enjoy farming games. I can't figure out how to get better seeds. Like, I'm just getting the same old boring crops. But I like that. I like kind of building up my farm and collecting a ton of materials. The farming. I also really like the theme so far seems to be, what is it, Pierce or Pence or Pelce or whatever versus Walmart, basically, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm enjoying that now. It's kind of a fun, not-so-hidden theme.
Well, I noticed something interesting about that you bring that up. Well, I don't want to cut you off, though.
No, go ahead.
This game kind of seems like a subverted, like, plea against gentrification.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because there's the whole, like, we can restore the community center, or we can... Because, like, if you don't choose the... Like, if you ever go and buy a membership at that Walmart place, basically, what is it?
Sam's Club is what it is.
Yes, yeah. JoJo Mart, Sam's Club. But if you, like, go and buy a membership, they buy the community center and turn it into a warehouse, and then you have to pay them to get the same perks that you would just, like, go and take crops to and stuff.
Mm. Yeah.
And it's, like, this idea that you're, like, slowly turning this, like, nice little farming community into, I mean, you know, like, under the corporate thumb. And, like, and one of my friend who bought it, and so we both said, you know, oh, I'm going to go, me, personally, I was going to go and do, like, restore the community center, and he's like, okay, well, I'll do the other one, the corporate one. And he's like, it's miserable. The whole game is so miserable. Like, everyone gets, like, sad. And, like, because, like, the guy's store goes out of business, like, very shortly after.
Yeah, and, like, I suspected that would happen.
And so, and he has to go, and he, like, works there, and he gets paid, like, $7 an hour to be a manager.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
And, like, there's a note on his, like, kitchen, like, when you're friends with the whole family enough that you can go in there, there's a note, like, from the people there that says, yeah, you can come work for me, you'll even be a manager, and you make this paltry amount of money an hour. And it's just like, no, I'm just going to buy all of his seeds, and he's going to stay in business, and you're all going to suck it.
Oh, it's interesting, because there's scenes like that in games that kind of hit you over the head, but I think this one, like, it is obvious, but it's also, like, super subtle, like, the way they change in Animal Crossing or whatever, where you constantly have to take out a bigger mortgage to be able to do this, right, or whatever. This is really different. Like, there's not a credit model, right?
No, you pay cash.
Yeah, you don't. Yeah, you pay cash. So I don't know. It's like a little bit. It is a little subversive, I think, in like the way you'd think money works in a lot of games, types of games, like particularly farming games or whatever.
I love Animal Crossing, and I kind of get pissed off that sometimes I'm like, oh, I really want, you know, a bigger chicken coop, but I gotta wait until I got enough money and enough supplies to get a bigger chicken coop. And I'm like, I really want my chicken coop now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and like, as always clay. I'm always like, don't have enough clay. So something like really, really, like I just need a silo, and I'm sitting there like I have to dig up literally everything to get enough clay, because I'm too cheap to buy it. So I'm sitting there, you know, spending 3 days just like farming
digging.
Clay. Yeah, I'm just sitting there digging.
I dig until I almost pass out, and then I go lay down.
Yeah. I keep passing out in front of my door, and I'm like, please stop.
And then
rescuing
you wake up and half your money's gone.
It's like, who robbed me on my own farm? What is my cat doing? I named him Lautrec, which is the name of somebody from Dark Souls. And I was like, I shouldn't have done that, because now he just sits there. He's probably stealing my money. He's probably the one stealing my money. It's my damn cat. But.
Yeah.
I don't, the game seems really rewarding to me. Like, I hate sandbox games. I get anxious because I can't, like, there's so much to do, and I have to do it all at once, and I just, like, yeah, I think the first time I played it, I almost started crying because there was too much to do, and it was, like, freaking me out.
It is daunting.
It's not just me. So Alex knows this about me. About me and games with quests.
This would be impossible for this game.
I do not like to have a bunch of open quests.
Shoot, it takes one, finishes one.
Because we would play WoW together for, like, forever. We played WoW together, and I was like, she was like, do you have this quest? And I'm like, no, I have the quest we're working on. That's what I have. I'm not going to have 15 fucking quests.
But they stack them up so you go to the same place to finish a bunch of quests, Sam.
No. I need I need to feel like I'm finishing something. And I get kind of antsy when I look. And I've got like 7 quests that are like open. And I'm like, I don't know what to do first. I need to get these cleared because games give me some a feeling of control that I almost feel like I don't have in my own life from time to time. So
I hear that.
I had to
compartmentalize this game. It was like the first year I'm just gonna do farming. I'm not gonna talk to anybody. And then I was like, okay, wait, I'm gonna talk to Mario and not anybody else. And then like the second year was like fishing, and the third year has been like, dungeon crawling, because if I had to try to do all of it, it was like I was having anxiety attacks playing this game because I wanted to do all of it, but there was so much to do. I don't do well with sandbox games.
Oh, see, I like to mix it up. Like on days it rains, I go to the caves. In the morning and at night, I fish, and then days it's sunny, farm.
I cannot fish.
Oh, because of the clicking, it's really difficult.
It's a little bit easier. I had a much better time with the gamepad. Like, I couldn't do it with my mouse at all. My mouse wasn't sensitive enough. Mm. So I have to use a gamepad to fish.
Hey, actually, I wrote down cons, and that was one of my two cons. Like,
the fishing. Yeah, fishing, I hope it. He's even made a comment that fishing is unnecessarily hard.
It is. You know, there's a mod, though. See, you're playing on a Windows PC, right, Jinx?
I'm not going to put any mods on this Asus. The poor thing can hardly run the game. I purposely got a thing.
Yeah, but I'm playing through a wine wrapper.
I purposely got a computer that wouldn't play games, and then I graduated and I was like, yeah, I'll play games on it. I'm an idiot.
Well, for other folks who are interested, there is a mod that makes the fishing easier.
For those of you who can't get a
like
mod, just gotta wait a little.
Because I want to beat the fish.
Weighted lure, that'll help you out a lot. The weighted lure stops it from bouncing.
Where do you get the new fishing rod? Because they said you can go get one, and I can't find it.
You have to fish enough, and then what's his name? What's the fisherman? There's a store at the dock.
A store at the dock.
He'll pay. It's like if you go straight down from the entrance of the beach, there's that dock, and there's like two ways on it, and they're right
like
most.
Willie's bait shop. Or Willie's fish shop. Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I know where that is. All right. Because I kept going to Penske's or whatever. Couldn't find it.
Piers?
Yeah, Piers. Yeah.
What are you, Penske's?
Penske's. I don't know.
So I was wondering if the farming was going to be your favorite thing, Alex, because what a lot of people don't know about Alex is that she gets really into theory crafting.
Yes.
And the notion of like diminishing returns. So when we first started playing,
Heyday.
Was it Heyday?
I'm pretty sure.
No, it was the other one, the farming, the Farmville.
No,
like
it was
Farmville. It was Farmville. Yeah. We played Heyday after, but it was Farmville because we were playing it on Facebook as well.
Yep.
We were playing Farmville. I mean, we were like hooked on Farmville. And Alex, she was still a grad student at the time. She came into my office and she was like, I have to show you something. She pulls out this notebook and she has done all of this elaborate kind of theory crafting. It's like, so here's how you get the best returns for your time and your energy over all of these different crops. Mm-hmm. She had like page after page after page.
Well, because like some cost 50 or whatever to plant, but they get you 75 in return. But if they take 2 hours, whereas a crop that takes 20 minutes that gets you 3 in return can actually be more profitable if you're willing to sit there, right? So I did some like long-term calculations on, so then you know what exactly what to plant when you go to bed. And exactly what to, you know, if you're going to go to class for an hour and a half, exactly what to plan. So yes, I've already looked up. I looked up other people's theory crafting for this because I haven't played enough yet. So strawberries, it seems unanimous is the best return on investment.
Yeah.
But I mean, at the lower level where I'm at. Mm-hmm.
And Maru really likes strawberries. So.
They say peas is a bad idea, but I did a bunch of peas. Anyway,
I just like putting stuff on the ones that you plant once and then they just repeat crops all the time.
Yep. That's strawberry.
I have that. My greenhouse is full of that.
Parsnips, the ones you start with, they seem like a really good deal, but actually, like in one season, they say you can only make like 200 or something gold.
Mm-hmm.
Like overall, or maybe it was 2,000, something like that, but some low amount. You can actually only make over a whole season doing those, even though they seem like the best deal because they're so quick. Or they're so, yeah, they only take 4 days. But anywho, yes, I've been doing a little theory crafting. I know.
And I really suspected that that was going to be your favorite thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm going into the dungeons because I need to build stuff, but yes, the farming is definitely my favorite now.
That was fun. So any last thoughts on Stardew Valley so far?
I don't know. I think it's, I'm going to just add that I think it's one of the first games I've played that is just genuinely fun. And I mean, I'm writing a lot of things about fun right now because I'm playing a bunch of different games that are or are not fun, like Halo 4, not fun for any reason. But, like, this, there seems to be a little bit for everybody. Like I said, if you don't like the farming, you can do dungeon crawling. If you don't like dungeon crawling, you got fishing. You can be friends with everybody.
Mm-hmm.
It's fun. Like, it's just fun to play. It's not, I mean, unless you're like me and you get really anal retentive about quests, it's really low stress. There's not a time limit like in Harvest Moon where you eventually, like, die. like, you can just do whatever you want. And so it's, like, it's just been one of the genuinely, like, fun games that I've seen. And, like, you can play this game and completely ignore, like, story if you're not like me and really like lore of things. Like, you can play this whole game and not have to deal with any of the lore and still have a lot of fun. So that's why I really like this game.
Yep, I agree. I think the flexibility from ground up exists for different types of gamers, no matter what you like about the game most, you can do it. And I think that's rare. And it's not fake either. Like, you've seen games that try to do that, but it always lacks in one way or another. And I think this one just is really well-rounded from the ground up, built for a diverse group of gamers.
You guys stole my thunder. That's I'm having the same feelings about this game. Mm-hmm. It is genuinely fun. It's great for relaxing, and it really, it's like I enter the black hole of gaming when I start playing this game.
Yeah, me too.
All the time.
I can never. 3 hours went by.
Yeah, I can never sit down and play this game for less than 3 or 4 hours. I just can't.
And, mm-hmm. And that's something funny, because my partner will notice that, like, I don't sit and play games anymore. I have a really hard time with playing games for more than, like, 2 hours. I want to get up and do something. I want to read a book. I want to go running. And then, like, I got Stardew Valley, and he was just like, you've been playing that for 6 hours. Like, I've never seen you so devoted to anything that wasn't a book. I was just like, I just lose time. It's just, like, I'm devoted to one task, and then I'm doing another task. And, like, I know, this thing feeds, like, the engineering mindset that I have. It's just like, oh, yeah. I can, like, do these graph paper. I pulled out my engineering paper at one point to draw a schematic of my dorm. I'm not even a mechanical engineer. You know, IE, and I just did it. It's just, like, it's so much fun, and I feel like I'm accomplishing something, and, like, right now, being, like, a recent graduate unemployed where everything's like, you're not doing anything right. It's like, yeah, I am. I have a farm that has a multi-million-dollar corporation going under.
Ah. Right.
So, but yeah, I can devote so much time to this game. It's like the only game that I can say that. And I've played, like, I mean, I've played Diablo every night since I graduated now. And but, like, I still have put more hours into Stardew Valley. So.
Wow. Yeah, I was peeking at how many hours you had in Stardew Valley. Just
86. Yeah. Almost more than Dark Souls. And I've beaten Dark Souls. I actually need to pull that up and actually see. I think I might have actually eclipsed Dark Souls with this last weekend of playing Stardew to balance out Halo 4.
All right. Well, that was fun.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I guess because Alex has got to go pick up her dad.
Yeah. Well,
on that note, that's going to bring us to the end of episode 129. Alex, do you believe it's been 129 episodes?
Yeah, it's really interesting. What really blows me away is, I mean, we're at 5.5 years. That's a long time.
Yeah. That's a lot of episodes.
Yep. A lot of blog posts, a lot of episodes.
All right. So that's going to bring us to the end of episode 129. So until next time, when we record episode 130, we would like to say thank you for joining us. Stay warm. No, it's hot. Stay cool.
Stay cool. Or warm, depending on what kind of the country you're in.
We're part of the world, right? Stay cool, stay dry, and as always, my friends, farm on.
Farm on.
Gay farming, go gay farming. We'll be right back.